All right, I'd like to call the quarter. So I've been asked to remind everybody again, you have in your blue folder a couple of forms that you're going to need to fill out. If you could do that before you walk out the door and return them back in to Linda. Thank you. All right, I'd like to call the quarterly meeting of the directors and members to order. Good to go.
We're good to go.
All right, we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance again.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can I get a motion on the minutes from October 11th, 2022? Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Keith, you're up.
Okay, as you can see with the big letters across it, the financials that you have are preliminary and we're up right
now. Yeah.
Bring it closer. I can hear you.
Keith, you want to come up? Squeeze in on the table so everybody can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're all aware there may be additional funding coming in from the EPA and the DEC that we're waiting for confirmation on, which will help fund the organization for the coming years. We're also currently waiting on the general permit to be issued along with the technical documents so we know what our obligation is going to be. That was supposed to be out. I thought it'd be out by any
They said absolutely the latest was by the end of December.
We did hear
that. They didn't say what year, that's the truth. Hey, have you heard anything or Molly?
We have not. No.
Some touches, they weren't all the same, you know?
They're holding it off for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe the budget. By the way, I don't know if everybody saw, and it's not really an item of this, but the POD and the AU legislation is going to be back on the budget.
Yeah.
Hopefully under different legislation, but it's definitely going back in. I think there's about $2.5 billion or so set aside to support those programs.
Shall see. All right, Linda, you want to talk about the reporting and filing dates?
Sure. The front of this document, we fill in the dates as we become compliant with individual items. And then more importantly, on the back are the compliance items that we rely on everyone on the board to complete, ABO items, and anyone that's new to do the ABO board member training. And that's basically it. So these dates will be filled in once things are completed, and it gets updated monthly.
Can I ask a question about the conflict of interest stuff? Uh-huh. Are you talking about those now?
Yes, it's... Yep.
We were doing this online. Are we doing this online? Is this what you care?
Not the conflict of interest. You're okay. Thinking of the financial disclosures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and I don't think that's ready yet. That's usually around April or May.
Right, so while we're there, we do need to fill out financial disclosures with Putnam County. Everybody will be getting notice on those that need to fill them out. And I believe it's everybody.
It's everyone,
every year.
Yeah.
And the reason we do it for those of us from Westchester, not that I'm from Westchester, but from those from Westchester, we do it with Putnam County because this organization has our offices in Putnam County. So the state requires us to do it with Putnam County.
The conflict of interest form is just folded, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All good, Linda?
Yes.
All right. Project update. Keith. Not Keith.
The other K.
Kevin.
The other K guy. So we currently are sitting at 672 kilograms of reduction. We have four projects in construction that are expected to be completed over the winter to bring us up to 742. Several of those projects involve a lot of plantings and final stabilization that will take place in the spring. So I expect that when we reconvene in May, that we'll be able to have all those credits documented at that time. As we're moving forward, Corey and I are looking at a very busy spring and winter construction period. We have multiple projects coming in for final design, which will then go out to bid for spring, summer wrap-up. So we'll continue to push ahead with that number to get to our target of just short of 920 kilograms for the program. We have an active project list that is targeting approximately 1,013 kilograms as of right now. That's just a little bit over 10% over the value that the DEC set for us, but it'll continue to fluctuate as those new designs come in. If each project is off by a kilogram or two, that number will continue to be adjusted. In speaking with the DEC, they have every intention on recognizing any projects that we're working on. It's their effort. They look at it as a continuous effort into the new permit whenever it does come out. But we have that wiggle room in there currently right now to make sure that we can get to our number most efficient way possible. A lot of projects, whether we like it or not, hit a roadblock. If it's private property installation, whatever the case might be, we always have something that might pop up. So we like to make sure that we have that buffer in place to continue pushing forward. As you guys may have seen, and I made comment earlier, there is the list that is going around for your MS4 contact for the wastewater study. We're currently running the wastewater study with Warden Curran's team. I've met with them, and their next step, as they've evaluated the reports that have been given to us, is to sit down with each and every one of you and start going through those documents that are provided and try to get filled in with how they may have changed since those studies were performed. So there may be, even if it's as simple as updates to census data, new populations that they have to account for, whatever the case is, it's vital for them to have that direct contact with whoever it's going to be rather than blankly calling your municipalities looking for somebody. So appreciate it before you leave if you can make sure to fill in that list. And we'll pass it on to them, and they're going to start scheduling those meetings over the next few weeks into early February, is what I expect. We have seen an influx of work that's getting paired with public works projects and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers funding that's being made available for us. So while we aren't actively adding projects to the list of what we're completing for the first 10 years of the program. It is still, if you have projects that are going on in your town and there is an opportunity for us to get phosphorus reduction, you have to just grab it regardless. And then let me figure out how to balance the project sheet. So as we're going into 2023 and your highway departments are looking at those opportunities, we'll take any kilograms that are out there still and work with you guys to make sure that the phosphorus reduction is accounted for and the possibility of any reimbursement is accounted for as well. That's it.
Well, the newer highway superintendents, do they understand that they should be contacting you with projects?
We always reach out to them and say that, but I find it's always helpful to have a yearly renewal of that conversation.
Okay.
This will feed right into the what's actually the next topic anyway, which is the O&M. So if that's all right, I'll just jump right into that.
Jump into it.
So in those conversations that we'll have as we're reviewing all the documents that got sent into us for operations and maintenance, we'll have that conversation with your public works representatives as well to make sure that they know that some of the stuff they're doing out there, we actually could try to pull into the system here and help them out and get those credits. So that will be a dual meeting of, hey, this is where we think we could do a little bit better with O&M, or a pat on the back saying you guys are doing great, keep it up. And conversation of what else can we help you with, what else can we look for within the towns. The all forms and documentation for O&M is due at the end of the week, if I remember the date correctly. We have that as a hard date so that we can prepare for the audit internally here and vet anything that you guys submit in preparation for the audit that's coming up. Now, there are a few towns that are still hanging out there. Corey and I are going to block your cars before you leave today to make sure that if you are on that list, that you will submit to us and make sure that everything is taken care of. But in order to document things for 2022, again, it's vital for those folks to get it to us. I will be reaching out to all the highway departments as well to make sure that they know, or your MS4 coordinator specifically is sometimes a better option. But they're still hanging out there, and let's keep make sure they get in.
Any questions? Other business? Director, have anything you wish to bring up at this time? Any questions? Benny, anything you want to add?
No.
All right. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Don't leave without leaving your forms.
Kevin, I know I'm one of them hanging
yes,
in there.
Yes, but I know they're on
my desk. You did the work, and okay. I just have to fill it out.
So you have them at least? I know I was speaking with the highway department just in going over them and making sure, because they were new to the system, as it were. They had asked for all the documentation maybe about a month ago.
Highway?
Yeah.
I haven't
right, don't you have a new highway super now?
No. You're talking about the town.
Okay, I thought the town was also helping you guys out. Maybe I'm just not remembering clearly. Okay. Then, okay, great.
I just have to make sure I have the forms to fill out, but I know the work was done in November,
yes.
So I have all the information.
Okay.